Welcome to the extravaganza. Welcome to the best sports entertainment spectacular in the world. Welcome to the granddaddy of them all. Welcome to the WrestleMania prediction show on the reunion show of the Two Nerds of a Feather podcast presented by Sports from the Couch and the Sports Cubicle. It's the one, it's the only, it's my brother and your brother of the universe. It is Everett O'Neill. Everett, welcome to the show. I'm Mike Mercado. We welcome everybody to a wonderful edition of the Two Nerds of a Feather podcast because it is WrestleMania time. We have finally gotten to the biggest show of the year down in SoFi Stadium in California. We will see how two nights will work out, the biggest nights in wrestling. And Everett, your thoughts before we get to the predictions of the road to WrestleMania, how we got here. So many interesting storylines, some interesting matchups that didn't have the best of storylines, but nonetheless, what seems to be two really fun cards.
Yeah, you know, this is the first Mania under the Levesque era, so this is going to be huge for him. It's a pretty stacked card, to say the least. Like night one and night two, I find myself figuring out which match I'm going to take a bathroom break for, because I don't think there's any of that for any of the cards that's on deck. And so I think we're going to get a really good show. Selfishly, I hope that, you know, Hunter finds himself tapping into like early NXT takeovers where just all of these matches are just kind of delivering, even Almas and Lesnar. Like, give me like 8 minutes of just some strong style fighting. But yeah, I'm excited. I've been excited for a very long time about this. So
it's going to be a deep card, big beefy men slapping meats, as Big E, the other Big E, would say. So it's going to be exciting. We'll see if maybe Big E makes an appearance in this year's WrestleMania, hopefully with a recovered neck. And I think it's been a fun card to see kind of develop. I think the main stories are great. I think the matchups between some of the young superstars, some of the new ones bringing over the old ones and vice versa. So we'll get right into it. We'll get into night one, Saturday night of WrestleMania, starting off with John Cena versus Austin Theory. The past and the gold standard meets the future. A comparison everybody has talked about. And now we know it will be the opening match of the opening night of the two nights of WrestleMania. So A-Train, John Cena, Austin Theory, who are you going with?
I am going A-Town down. All right, I'm going with the future. As you said, it's past versus future. And maybe if this was the Vin Man era, I don't even know if Vin Man was still running things. If I feel like he would be conflicted to choose between like his new golden boy and the one who's made him a lot of money. And so I think it will be, I think it'll deliver. I think, you know, even though he's being pegged as the next John Cena, they have two contrasting styles. And so like as much as Theory is pegged as John Cena, he's more like AJ Styles with John Cena's body. And so, I think it'll be a nice match. And I think Theory gets put over big time.
Yeah, unless on Monday night something crazy is going to happen with John Cena winning the U.S. title and then bringing and putting over like Jay White's, or, you know, it was a Kenny Omega or something that I could see. But he's the opening match of the Saturday night card because he's getting on a plane and heading back to whatever film set he's supposed to be on. So I think he's going to put over Austin Theory. I think Austin Theory wins this match. And in case you're new to our predictions, the championship belt is on the line, currently held by good brother Alex, who won it off, I believe, Everett, who won it off of me. And a whole thing has happened. I'm the longest reigning champion, but now the other good brother has had it for a long time. So we'll see how it plays out. But
yeah, you know, official pitch. It's been a while since I got the W. And so it's back to be on top. It's good to be back on top.
So we'll see how long that ends up happening. But with that, Alex's picks are in the books. I will say them at the very end. We'll make sure that we get ours in so that there is no collusion. We're not trying to bet against Alex and what his picks are. So we're both going with Austin Theory. Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, the 2023 Women's Royal Rumble winner, a rematch of another WrestleMania match. Rhea Ripley, mommy, and one of the better storylines with the Mysterios. Now a showcase, maybe the main event. We'll talk about maybe what the other main event is. Your thoughts on what is going to be the women's SmackDown title match on night one?
My prediction is that it is before the main event. And so I do think they go further down in the evening. But overall, I believe that Rhea Ripley will take home the win. You might catch a recurring theme here throughout these predictions of who I'm leaning towards. But I'm going to go with Rhea. She gets her big day at Mania, who I honestly think she's deserving of it. You know, as much as we've talked about Bianca and all the good things she's done, and we'll get to her too. I think Rhea is just as worthy of this moment because she's also the future.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rhea too. I think it's going to be a great match. I think Charlotte has been miscast as a face in this storyline, but you have two great athletes, two great performers who know how to tell a story. And I think it's just fair to put it on Rhea. There might be a collision course between her and Bianca in the next year for next year's WrestleMania. And we'll talk about Bianca in a little bit and how I think that'll play out and how these two matches can play out together. So I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley as well. The Usos, Sami Zayn and Kevin Sykes, because that is the main event. We're saving that one for last on Saturday night. Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish Stratus versus Damage Control. I'll go first on this one. I've been going back and forth. I think Bayley can survive a loss. I think Damage Control hasn't been booked all that well. But you don't bring the superstars, the legends. You're not bringing back Lita and Trish to lose. Becky Lynch is still the biggest woman star merchandise pusher. So I'm going to go with Becky, Lita, and Trish. Who do you got?
You know, Bayley can take a loss, you know, and to your point, Damage Control hasn't been booked all that well. However, it's a new guard and it's a new day. Yes. And once again, O'Neal is going with the heels, and I'm going with Damage Control as the legends and a future Hall of Famer and Becky Lynch. They put over, I'll say the new generation in EO and Dakota, because Bayley's already established, but those two young ladies kind of need that rub.
Really good. Nice. We finally have our first difference, and we'll see what the Good Brother has in just a little bit. How about Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul? I'll go with this one. Rollins needs a win. He put over Cody Big last year. He's going to be one of Cody's first opponents, whether Cody wins or not. We'll talk about that in night two. Seth Rollins is going to be in the title picture and is going to be against whoever is in that title picture. Rollins wins and Logan Paul looks great. Who do you got?
One, I think that's going to be match of night one.
Interesting. I can see that.
Without a shadow of a doubt, that's going to be match of the night for night one, even with the other matches that are on the horizon. But I think that one steals the show. I think Uncle Dave probably gives them a good amount of stars for it. But when it's all said and done, I do think our fellow fan of our beloved Bears, Seth Rollins, gets the W.
Yeah, and we'll hopefully he gets as many W's as the Bears do this coming up season.
Wow.
Why don't we go to the tag match before we get to the two big matches? Braun Strowman, Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders. I'll go Viking Raiders. Heels are going to win because there's a lot of babyface wins in this card. Who do you got?
One, I think that's going to be a really fun match, and I think it's going to be entertaining with just all those different styles of wrestling. And you got your big meaty man, you got your flyers, you got the super athlete and Montez Ford, and I am going to go with the Street Profits.
I love Tez. I love the Street Profits. I'm all about it, but just storyline-wise, I think it's time for him to go singles, or at the very least just split off without them breaking up. So, but at least we have another difference there. The Mysterios. We'll say it's the Mysterios. I'll go Dominic. He served hard time. His daddy's going to the Hall of Fame. Who do you got?
Listen, I feel like this is one of those moments where I shouldn't be getting in brown folks' business. All right. You know, I feel like I shouldn't be getting involved in the community like that. However, you know, because we have to make the picks, I'm going to go with Dominic for the win, but I do hope a Chancla, you know, makes its way in the match.
Come on, Angie.
Look, Ray saying he's doing it for all the dads, man.
There you go. There it is. And then our main event, maybe the main event, the Usos, KO, Sami Zayn. Who do you got?
Honestly, this is a really hard one, you know. But I feel like if we're like closing the chapter of one story, you know, if this is like the ending of the Sami Zayn arc with the bloodline, I feel like it has to conclude, especially with all the momentum that's been built up. If we're just going with logic here, I'm going to go Sami and KO.
Sami Zayn and Jay have been the MVP on so many different levels. The storyline has been one of the best we've seen in two decades. That's including the Yes Movement, the Summer of Punk. There have been so many great moments we've seen. And for it to come down to it once again, KO and Sami in a tag team, the Usos proving why they're at the very least amongst the greatest tag teams we've ever seen. And for it to lead into night two, storyline-wise, them losing the title. If they weren't going to open up night two, them main eventing night one, and then us opening up night two with the Usos losing, something happened. How is Roman now going to spend the next 2.5 hours, 3 hours simmering on that? The times are changing. KO and Sami have their moments. They have the package moment that we'll see all over the opening segments and when they're doing sales and when they're doing their community work. KO and Sami Zayn win in the main event of night one of WrestleMania, winning the undisputed tag team championships, leaning into what is going to be one of the biggest nights in night two. And we wrap up night one of WrestleMania with the champions' current picks: Theory, Rhea, Damage Control, Seth, Dom, The Prophets, Sami and KO.
Also, shout outs to Kevin Owens for closing out night one of WrestleMania 2 straight years.
And you know Charlotte's going to be mad because that's 2 straight years where she didn't, when she was supposed to.
What are you going to do?
We'll see. We'll find out. We'll find out. That's one of the fun bets of night one of WrestleMania. We want to know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. Who wins the matches at night one of WrestleMania? But now it is time for night two of WrestleMania. Both nights are stacked, but we all know Sunday nights of WrestleMania is the showcase because that is what's going to launch everything for the rest of the year in storylines. And we will start off with this time the women's showcase match: Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Shotzi versus Ronda and Shayna versus Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green. Who do you got?
I'm going with the Shoot Fighters, right? I'm going with Ronda and Shayna. It's the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like as long as Ronda can't hurt her hand, they are the heel team that needs to win, because we'll have to find out what happens with Becky and Lita. That's also what makes me think that they're probably going to win, because you don't want to see them losing going into a rivalry with a Ronda Rousey with Hall of Famers. So it's going to be really interesting how it plays out. I'm obviously a fan of Liv and Raquel and Natalya and Shotzi, and I like the Shoot Fighters. I like Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green. Sucks that Carmella, hopefully she's okay, but not part of the storyline anymore. So, but yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with the Shoot Fighters as well. I think we all agree on that one. How about this one? Brock Lesnar versus Omos. Oh, you talk about a showcase. I'll go first on this one. This is a match strictly for two things: the photograph in the beginning and the F5 at the end. Brock Lesnar wins.
Photograph in the beginning, the suplex, and the F5. I am going to enjoy all 7 minutes of this. It is going to be a fun 7 minutes. It's going to be as fun as the one WrestleMania between Brock and Goldberg, where it was like 5 minutes, and it was just a train wreck.
Special,
and
it was after, like, special after special after special.
Yes. Like, I want all of those matches to be like that. Same with, like, when it was Bobby and Brock down in Saudi. Like, give that to me. And, like, keep your flips, all your little high acrobatics and, you know, close two counts. Just give me a good old-fashioned hoss fight.
And that is what you're going to get.
Yes. I'm going to go with Amos. Yes. Just because I don't know if this is it for Brock. And if it is it for Brock, I think he puts over the big man. And therefore, because you got to do right by your Giants, man. Like, I know Brock is the conqueror, but, you know, Amma's got to do this for Big Show. He's got to do this for Kali. All right? He's got to do it for all the Giants of the past. And I really like the way he's been presented as of late.
Shout out to Giant Gonzalez. I'm at least we're different in this one. That should be fun. How about this?
Shout out to Kirby.
Yeah. Inside in the cell. Edge, the demon, Finn Balor. I think Edge won this storyline when he won the fight at Elimination Chamber over Rhea and Finn with his wife, getting their revenge. This is all about putting Finn Balor over. I got Finn.
Yes. It's the demon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a great match, but yeah, it's the demon. This is, you got to put over Finn.
You got to get that phone call off the demon after that thing with Roman too, with that crappy ending. And so I think doing it with Edge and probably as a brood Edge would be the perfect, you know, kind of closing up this chapter. And in a weird way, kind of fortifying Finn Balor as a major player. It's crazy to say that, as you know, we're talking about the first ever Universal Champion, you know, and decorated NXT champ and Intercontinental champ. We're saying it's about, you know, someone who's been here for a while. But I think this solidifies his place. And I think it also pushes, you know, the Judgment Day forward if all of them clean up at WrestleMania over the weekend.
That's a great point, because then they come out looking strong. And it all ties back to our main event. And we'll get to all that in just a second. I'm with you. It'll be great to see Judgment Day. Shout out to Pariqua. Damian Priest, who I don't think he's going to have a match. So he's going to probably get involved on either the Dominic match or this one. So we'll see how it all plays out. But it's going to be a fun match. And the entrances in this match are going to be – the entrances in all this, these two cards are going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to replay.
It's Hollywood, baby. It's got to be dramatic.
Oh, you know it's all going to be dramatic. Speaking of dramatic, Gunther, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus for the Intercontinental Championship. Who do you got?
Well, one thing I do know is that it's going to be a banger.
After banger, right? After banger.
Like, I talked about Amos and Brock being just a 7-minute, you know, hoss fight. We might get a good 30 minutes of just these three just beating the bejesus out of each other. I mean, Sheamus and Gunther already gave us a classic, you know, and now you add in Drew, who can, you know, carry his own weight. The stuff that all three of those guys are going to do is going to be magical. And I think Sheamus finally becomes a crown champ. I think Sheamus does it by pinning Drew.
Yes. Yes, I think Sheamus is your new Intercontinental Champion. Drew McIntyre is going to hit a Claymore kick on Gunther. And as soon as he gets up, a nice old bro kick is going to catch Drew. 1, 2, 3. And finally, the collection is complete for good old Sheamus. You talk about a first ballot guaranteed Hall of Famer. This is just the final award, the final Oscar, the final Grammy, the final Emmy for his mantle. Sheamus wins it. And Gunther is going to be, if not your next, the second to next Universal Champion. We'll get to that in just a second.
And correction, I meant Grand Slam champ. I call him like crown champ or something like that, but Grand Slam. Right.
He's got the crown. He's the king of the ring. He's won it all. He's unbelievable. And he's still that jacked at late 40s. Unbelievable.
Yeah. But
two unbelievable athletes and two, unfortunately, a storyline that didn't do these two justice, but the match will be a banger. Speaking of bangers, Bianca Belair and Asuka. Who do you got?
Yeah, that's been the one critique, you know, is that the women have kind of been getting shellacked. And I think that's kind of the overall curse of the bloodline, is that it's the hottest storyline, but everyone else has kind of had to suffer, you know, to a degree because of how great it is. And like, this is one of those situations where like, this should feel like it should matter more. You know, you got Asuka, who's back, you know, as what was her character's name?
Kana?
As the crazy, yeah, it's Kana. So she's, yeah, you know, she's Kana, but she's still as Asuka, and so she's got a bit more of an edge to her. And you got B Bianca, the longest reigning black women's champ in WWE history, you know, who's just on a hell of a run on her Cena run, and the fans haven't soured on her yet. And so this feels important because Asuka, I believe, is also, no, she's not undefeated at Mania, is she?
I don't think she's won at Mania.
Okay.
I know.
It's like, who needs it more, you know?
I'll go first. I'll let you simmer on it for a second. I'm going to go Bianca. I think Bianca has the undefeated streak. I think she's on a collision course with Rhea. Those are the two women of the future. You add another one to her list. She's beaten Becky. She's beaten Bayley. You add Asuka. Only Charlotte is left. So to me, it's all roads lead to Charlotte Flair and Bianca at some point. And I think Bianca needs to hold that title. I think Asuka is somebody who can anytime be a champion, will always be over. She's like Teflon. I think this is Bianca's time, and they believe in her. She's marketable. Her husband's marketable. They're a package. So, and they look good with the golds. So to me, I think that's the answer. I think it's Bianca.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Raw is very heavy on heel women. And so just for that sake, like, part of me wants to go with Bianca. But then there's the other part of me that wants to see Asuka just go on a tear, you know, as Kana, and just to see what she can do. And so this could cost me my championship, but I'm going to go with Asuka.
I think at some point she's going to miss Bianca, and Bianca's still going to hit the KOD blind and win. But it'll be a great match, and we get to it. Dynasties, legacies, future of the industry, the past, the present, the future, the best we've seen comes to a head. Sunday night, night two at WrestleMania, as the Royal Rumble winner, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, takes on the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns. This is something that even if you think you know the outcome, you still don't know. Because guess what? Are you going to bet against Roman? You sure? You sure? Or is it a foregone conclusion? He's got the music. He's got the logos. He wears the suits. He does the PR. He does the house show. Is it inevitable? I'm going to ask you, Everett, who walks out of WrestleMania 39 as the man between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes?
This has honestly stressed me out because you be on Twitter like I do. You follow the people that I follow. You hear the things that I hear. All of these different scenarios of what could happen or what couldn't happen, or who's going to be taking some time off or who's going to be showing back up. You hear all these people talking, thinking that they got the inside scoop. And for this one moment, I just want to be a fan. All right. I want to be a fan. I'm invested in the story and they have made me care about it in a month and a half. And there's a lot of, you know, factors at play here. You got Roman, who's approaching 1,000 days as Universal Champion. All right, he has not been pinned in defeat in a very long time. All right, last person to pin him, I believe, was Baron Corbin. All right, and so there is a lot at stake here. And you take that and you have the undefeated Cody Rhodes, the prodigal son, has returned. Missed some time off after tearing his, you know, chest bench pressing. He's come back to finish the story. To fulfill the dreams of his father. He's only been on business and they have gone out of their way to make this personal. You know, the head of the table, the son of a plumber. You know, there's a lot at stake here. You know, there's someone who's finishing the story and there's someone who could be finished if the thing that has consumed him, that has made him who he is, if he loses that, who is he? Who is Roman Reigns without that? he is no longer the head of the table if he can't put food on that table as the champ. And for those reasons, I, Everett, Bodie, Olympic Booty, Oneezy, Mac Daddy, am choosing Roman Reigns to win night two of WrestleMania. He will be acknowledged in Hollywood for all the stars to see, all right? Kevin Hart, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Lil Uzi Vert, Oaktown 357, BTS, Samantha Mumba, Lawrence Taylor.
Shout out LT.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Bodie.
Michael
Big Bodie White. Daddy. I think you got out there. There's so much story to tell for Roman to win, but there's so much more story to tell if he loses. There's so much to do with watching that man go down a spiral. There's also the chance he leaves if he loses. Monday night, we don't see him again until SummerSlam. Or we see a madman, a mad tribal chief burning down all the islands. I think it's time. It's a make right. I think it's a make right to Cody for scaring them for AEW, for doing the thing they always tell the wrestlers to do. Go away. Let us miss you. Go learn a new move. And that's what he did. The crowd, when that song goes up and you get to the whoa, will be electric in Hollywood.
The pyro.
Oh, that man loves his pyro. Homelander wins the championship. He finishes his story.
He is going to put Batista to shame with the amount of pyro that's going to be used.
And I am here for saliva, and I'm here for American Nightmare's head theme song. I'm here for all of it, for Kingdom on Monday Night Raw. I'm here for Kingdom to start the match and for it to end the match and him have Randy and his beautiful baby that ended racism in this country and the WrestleMania as our new champion. I think the man has earned it. I think it's the Brandon Fraser effect. It's his time for the Oscar. This is his Oscar moment.
I won't be upset if he does do it, if he does finish the story.
Plus Latino power. He's Cuban, so.
Yeah, well, that's too. Racism was already ended when Dusty decided to procreate with a Cuban, all right? So he was already destined,
yes.
You know.
Yeah,
to fulfill dreams that Martin once had.
On that one, let's go ahead and give Good Brothers predictions. He's got Ronda and Shayna. He's got Omos. He's got Finn. He's got Gunther. He's got Asuka. And he's got Cody Rhodes. Everett, it's been fun. We got to make sure that this isn't so sporadic. The two nerds of the Brother Podcast are back. WrestleMania is here. So much to talk about. Justin Fields. We'll wait for that. We'll wait for that.
We'll do a draft special.
Yeah, and we'll wait for that because that's the icing on the cake. It's been a pleasure, buddy. Final thoughts of WrestleMania 39.
You know, like I said, a lot of every match I'm excited for, even like the showcase matches with very little buildup. You know, like those matches are going to have some kind of meaning. Also, you know, The Miz is hosting. All right, we still, you know, LA Knight, because we can't you know, there's so much stuff that's happening in between. You know, possible Bray returning. Like, there's so much things that are still happening. This could Stone be, Cold. Yeah, Austin, you know, possible return of superstars. Like, there's so many things to look forward to where you really have to expect the unexpected. And I really think, like, Hunter puts his entire foot in this and he lets everyone know that he is the man. No matter what you might be saying on Twitter about what Vince is doing, you know, making himself employee for like the next 2 years and whatnot. Look, we can say all the things we want to about Vince McMahon, but he ain't that stupid, right? He sees all the revenue he's bringing in. He's seeing the ratings doing well. You think he's going to step on his own foot and, you know, try to big time his son-in-law? just because he can't get in his own way. No, this is Hunter's show. And Hunter's going to solidify that. I hope we get a takeover style WrestleMania for the next two nights. And we don't have to speak about the other people, on TBS, but.
Well, one of our own hometown grown is making sure that the brushes are on fire over there. We'll see how those. But we want to know everybody's predictions. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. The championship is on the line. You have three former champions. It's WrestleMania time. Can one hold it? Can two pry it away? What will it come down to? It is going to be a fun two nights. Please, guys, be safe. It's the Final Four. Baseball is back. You have WrestleMania. Be safe and enjoy it. Spring is here. If you're going to have some fun, do it responsibly. Take care of each other. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. And more importantly, let's not forget about the Chicago Bears. Listen,
also NXT is in the afternoon tomorrow too, and that should be a good show. So, you know, we get like some brunch with that. But yeah, it's going to be a good show. It's good to be back. I've enjoyed being with my brother again. It's been too long, and hopefully we can do this some more. No matter what the outcome is, whether I'm champion or not, what truly matters is that my team president is a black man, my general manager is a black man, and my quarterback is Justin Skyler Fields. And you will not speak to me any kind of way that you may think so.
For the Everett O'Neal, big booty, Bodie Daddy, I'm Mike Mercado. Enjoy WrestleMania 39.